All right, and welcome back here. I got to admit, man, I grew up hating the Dodgers. Really, really disliking the Dodgers, and I try not to say hate because it's a little strong. Probably don't need it right now with everything going on, but boy, when you grew up in the northern part of that state, you really learn to dislike the Dodgers more than anything, especially if you grow up a Giants baseball fan. I mean, it's the first thing you learn as a child to dislike. I know back here you've got your own Boston and New York through the years, the Yankees and the Red Sox, and what that's been like, and I've had a chance to see that up close as well. But it would be nice to see the Dodgers and the Yankees in a World Series. It'd be good for business, man. I got to be honest. It would be good for business. See all the stars play each other. Right?
Yeah, we need Shohei as long as...
And Judge getting hot again, maybe?
Judge is a disaster in the playoffs, and they keep ripping his ass.
Well, his buddy...
What was he batting? Like a .75 or something yesterday?
But his buddy Giancarlo Stanton's going, don't worry, big fella.
Yeah.
What happened to that guy? He was hitting a home run there for a while. They were talking about he was going to hit 70 home runs this year, and
Judge?
He is just... Yeah, good God, is he cooled off.
He's just terrible in the postseason. They said that's like his deal. He's just been really bad in the playoffs. He finally got one last night, and he got a hold of one later in the game, a double. But, yeah, man, he's really struggled. But, yeah, New York-LA would be quite a series. This game tonight is going to be really fun. Talk about hate. Those teams really dislike each other, man. They've been really
the
feisty.
The Padres, who spent a lot of money, by the way, don't think that San Diego hasn't gone all in on one of the highest payrolls in baseball against the Dodgers. And, yeah, I mean, you got guys striking guys out, telling them to get the F back to and shut up and don't look at me. You struck out, get your ass on the bench. And going after Manny Machado's in the middle of it, who from back here in South Florida. But, man, just crazy, crazy stuff. But
it's amazing. There's no bigger star in baseball than Shohei Ohtani right now. I mean, the guy doesn't even speak a word of English.
Don't have
and
to, man.
He's the biggest star in baseball.
Don't have to, and he is the biggest star in baseball.
Right?
He took that Dodgers team, and everybody was wondering, well, Mookie Betts is one of – you know, there for a while, everybody talked about Mookie Betts being the best player in baseball. He was in that conversation, man. That guy is super talented. And
been swinging a good bat, though, these past few.
But I got to tell you, this guy.
The thing with Ohtani is when he gets a hold of one, like he goes all in.
By the way, Bo's take
his home runs are monsters.
Kimbo Camper's taking. Every time we're together, he brings it up. I'm like, Bo, it's a bad idea, man. The guy going back to pitching, it's a bad idea. Eh. Oh, you're 4-2.
It's kind of cool though, isn't it? Like, isn't that what makes him great? That's one of the things that makes him great.
They're paying him a lot of money, and they're going, "Hey, listen, man. We're paying you a lot of money, and you hurt your arm, and you can't play every day. We're not doing that. This is not Little League Baseball, as Bo likes to talk about. When the best player pitches, when he's not pitching, he plays shortstop, but he's always in the game, and it goes on in high school, but this is a different level. I don't know, man. If there's any baseball coaches out there,
I think it's a different situation, though.
But we got some good, like, high school baseball coaches or friends of mine, and we got some college coaches. If you got to call the shot on a guy you just gave $700 million to, and he can run, he can hit, he hits for power, he drives in a ton of runs, and I get, listen, he was a damn good pitcher. He was the ace of that Angel staff. I get it. So I want to let you know I know that. And I know he throws hard and he strikes out a lot of guys. But do you really want to go through that guy potentially blowing out his arm again and that might hurt you where he can't play every day?
I still think it's fun.
Oh, it's fun. I agree. He had 3 home runs yesterday, and today he's striking out 10 hitters. You know, I know. I get it. But I don't know, man. I don't care. I'd love to see him. He's great for baseball, and I will tell you, when he's at the plate, my ass, when they say he's on deck or coming up next, I stay around to watch it. In and out of baseball games, you stay around to see what he's going to do. Yeah. Of course, he had that freakish game here and broke all the records.
Best game ever.
Yeah, crazy.
Except that last guy, I don't know, the first baseman came up and pitched to him.
Didn't matter. God bless him. I loved it. 70 miles an hour, where do you want it? right there in the middle.
Skip goes, I'm on my way out. You pound these guys as much as you want.
Yeah, Skip said, hey, I don't really care. I really don't care what you end up doing.
Throw him batting practice.
Yeah, throw it. Let everybody enjoy this. I'm not going to be around. You can put my name that I was a manager on the day he had 3 home runs and 10 RBI. I don't really give a it doesn't matter. Yeah, and you get that. Hey, by the way, so we got a lot of stuff going on. Got a lot of football. Got great college football games coming up here. And obviously, we've got some great NFL games to get to. Monday Night Football. I know we got the Bills at the Jets. The Dolphins are off. They come back after the bye week and will take on the Colts. And then I'm guessing it's going to be Tyler Huntley one more game, right, Woody? Sounds like Tyler Huntley. Feels like Tyler Huntley. He got better.
I'd go back to Skyler if he could play, but.
You would?
Absolutely, yes. Without question.
Really?
You wouldn't?
No.
What did the guy do last game that you like impressed you? Skyler, the thing with Skyler is he's been here.
Yeah.
Right?
He's been here for that
and
Seattle game.
And obviously, I think if Skyler can go, I'm guessing the coaching staff will go with him. I mean, there's a reason they chose him to be the backup here. I don't know, man. Skyler, the Huntley thing, he's very limited. Like, really limited.
What'd you see from Skyler?
Not a whole lot, but.
Okay.
I just think if the guy's kind of been here as the backup, if he's healthy to
you might be right, but.
You roll with him. And what does that say, by the way, if he is healthy and you don't go with him?
Oh, and he's got the extra
admitting
week.
That you botched
the
whole thing.
He's definitely going to be a lot healthier. I agree. I mean, could be right. I mean, he did say Skyler's ready to go. I think Coach did come out and say,
yeah, I mean,
to
I
your
think
point,
so, right? That's the logical.
But I got to tell you, man, what the biggest disappointment of the season, besides Tua getting a concussion, is Skyler, who's been around here.
Yeah, he had a bad game.
Whew.
But look, man,
that was scary.
The Dolphins struggled mightily to score a touchdown against the Patriots.
No,
so like I
got you. No. I'm
neither
with
one.
You.
By the way, is a great situation.
I understand, and then the bigger question will be, once Tua gets back, can we get the big play back in this offense, or is it just going to be struggling to get first downs, or going to be able to throw the ball down the field, or is everything going to be super short and get rid of it quickly, or are we going to be able to set some people up and hit some – we haven't hit big plays now. We had 2 big plays in the first game, 80-yarder and a 63-yarder.
Right after the fumble, right?
We have not seen anything else.
Hey, doesn't this go back to also like not wanting to admit you're wrong? You're picking players and stuff, and if you sit Skyler for this other guy that you picked up off a practice squad from another team a few weeks ago, don't you have to basically admit that you screwed up again with the backup quarterback position?
It's
and I know they don't like to admit that kind of stuff. Nobody does, right, when you're wrong.
If we're talking about the owner's already seen it, so he's already got his own opinion made up.
Well, it's not his call who's playing a quarterback.
No, but he's
watching. I'm talking about
the
guy who picked these players, Chris Greer. And does he want to come out and say, you know what, I messed up. Skyler's not very good. He shouldn't have been our backup. And we're going to go with this other guy.
I don't think Chris Greer gets involved in who Mike starts against the Colts.
But it does, but again, like it goes back to having to admit that you were wrong.
I think Mike McDaniel, to your point,
I think they both probably had a lot Skyler, of say on that decision, right?
Yes, but Skyler probably does start.
Yeah, I would think so.
You're probably right. We didn't tear it up the other way. Tyler probably goes to. We got the Skyler Tyler combo.
We just rotate them and see who does better.
Nah, you can't do that. That's not going to work. Hey, by the way,
give
I'll
each
tell
guy
you.
A series and see who does better.
Oh, yeah, do it every other one. That'll get it stirred up. Can you imagine that?
We're trying.
That'll get your fan
here.
Base going. Hey, we're going to open with Skyler, but if that doesn't go well, we'll go back to Tyler. We'll go to Skyler, Tyler, Tyler, Skylers, and just have some fun with everybody out there. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. We got some high school football and some damn good high school football this weekend. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, he's going to join us coming up, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, we got a couple of special games coming up here over the weekend as Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joins us. Blue, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's a crazy time. District champion, you know, district titles on the line. And this was just one of those weeks that if any games were going to be postponed or shoved back, this wasn't going to be the week, because last night everything was supposed to be played because of the Jewish holiday tonight. But that didn't happen. All games were canceled yesterday. And now over the next 4 or 5 days, we're going to be scrambling around today. During the daytime before sundown, there's games. Tomorrow, as you know, is the marquee game. As I was going to say, out of our top five teams, four of the top five teams play one another. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty interesting.
Well, let's talk about that game. St. Thomas Aquinas has been on a roll since that loss to Gorman. And Chaminade, boy, I give it the bounce back Chaminade's had since that loss to Ely, even losing their quarterback. Has been incredible. What do you expect in this game in a little 1-3 at FIU?
Yeah, I got a chance to see Chaminade the last couple of weeks playing with a Wildcat type of quarterback, playing with a running back or quarterback. But he did pretty good last week, hopefully, to get some things going. St. Thomas has a huge advantage because of the fact that they have a full team. They have the full offense as far as the quarterback. Obviously, as you said, they're on a roll. But the thing that makes this game, and it's crazy that two Broward teams are playing way down in Dade, but this is the first time they've faced each other since 1981.
Right?
Yeah. It's crazy. But, from 63 to 1980, they played basically every year. Chaminade comes in with a 7-4 advantage, which is crazy. But, 1980 was the last time Our 1981, this was the last time these two teams played. But, it's going to be one of those games. It's a marquee kind of contest. Really good for South Florida, that two of the most successful teams, in the state, maybe in the country, that are getting a chance to play each other. And, certainly we know St. Thomas has won 5 straight state championships, and Chaminade's been to the state championship game 8 years in a row. So if you're going to have two teams to represent on a Friday night, those are definitely two programs.
So, Blue, help me out. Why FIU? Why is it being? What is that? What they agreed on to go to FIU and play? Why?
It's a Chaminade home game, and if you've ever been to Chaminade, obviously, the seats are on one side, and there's not a whole lot of room. And then FAU obviously was probably the destination, but they have something going on, or they didn't want to eat up the field or so. But FIU is the place where it's a company that's putting on the game this evening, and certainly that's where they found. And I think on a night like tonight, Joe, with limited games, I think that they felt they could draw with two Catholic high schools playing on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
They felt
Good
that
point.
They could definitely. They could definitely draw, a crowd, and I think they will. I think it's going to be, it's going to be a nice crowd. Like I said, two of the marquee teams, and no matter what happens, obviously St. Thomas comes in with the advantage, as I said, of having a quarterback. They're on a roll. Chaminade's played extremely well, as you said, and both have run the gauntlet. You can't, we can't sit here on a Friday and say, well, I wish these teams would play somebody. They have.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing about tonight.
Well, they really have done all the top schools. All of them have really played each other, including American Heritage Plantation and Norland Saturday night at Trask Powell. Wow.
Yeah.
That should be one hell of a game.
Again, that's one of those games that, pretty much obviously going to go against Oregon and Ohio State. But, no, if you're a high school football fan, that's, it's a district, really, it's a district title game, too, and slotting in the region. Like last week when we talked about Northwestern and Central, it was an important game. But the loser of that would end up in 5 or 6 weeks in the same place. All they do is switch jerseys. No one would have a home field advantage. But the loser of tonight's game, let's say it would be Norland, then they'd have to go to Heritage, or if it's Heritage, they have to go to Trask Powell Stadium in the playoffs. And, that's never going to be easy. So, tomorrow night's game is going to be huge for that fact, that it not only gives Heritage or Norland an advantage in the district title, but it also gives them good slotting when it comes to the playoffs.
You know, it's amazing. American Heritage Plantation has lost some tight games. You look at all our top teams. They've been in some really competitive games so far, and Norland sitting there with one loss. How do you like this Norland team right now? How much you like them and give them a chance to go deep and have a chance to win a state championship?
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, this is a team, let's not forget, they were undefeated last year in a regular season. They lost to, you know, Tampa Berkeley Prep in the state championship game. So they came back. Obviously, it's a different team. This year, it's their defense that has kept them pretty much in the games. And, you know, do you judge last week's game at Coco, who has a real good team, two-time defending state champion with Ryan Schneider, has done a tremendous job, or do you look at the game when they played it against Chaminade, where they were just not effective, you know, and Chaminade beat them 45-20. But you're right about Heritage. I mean, they're 3-3, but is there a better 3-3 team in
no.
the country?
Oh my God, come on.
I mean, yeah, they're loaded, and this is the thing. New Orleans played a okay schedule. The Heritage has played one of the toughest schedules in the country. I mean, they've played everybody, and they'll still play St. Thomas, you know, in a few more weeks. So, yeah, this is going to be one of those games, you know. I mean, I think the thing is can New Orleans offense keep up with Heritage? Because Heritage is going to score. I don't care who it's against. They put up 45 points against Chaminade in that 48-45 loss. So they're going to score. Dia Bell's done a great job. They're an outstanding football program. That's the thing. If New Orleans can keep up with them, it's going to be a really good game. And obviously, New Orleans' defense is really good, but if they're on the field the whole game, that's not going to be a good omen.
No, not at all. Hey, by the way, I got to give it to Western. Good win last week against
yes.
West Boca in overtime.
Yes.
They needed that. Boy, they've just had so many, you know, probably the biggest disappointment maybe in South Florida has been Western with that talented team, and they beat a real good West Boca team.
Yeah, at the right time too, as you said. And they've kind of run the gauntlet too. You know, they opened up against Hoover, and they played St. Thomas, and they played Chaminade. So, you know, you got to give it to Coach Rack, and they've done a tremendous job as well. But, you know, there's a couple of teams on the rise, and they're going to be in the, you know, in the spotlight. Southridge, I mean, is this the Southridge of Donnie Solinger's days? Maybe not, but they're 6-1, and they're doing an outstanding job beating the people that they have to. They only lost one game. That was to Columbus, and only by 3 points at the beginning of the season. Columbus has a chance also, you know, heading into the GMAC week next week. They play Northwestern. Next week is that with the GMAC week, so everybody who is in the Greater Miami Athletic Conference plays one another. So they don't play any outside games. There's no district games, but you're going to have Norland and Central, which is going to be a really, really good game, you know, coming up, and we'll talk more about that next week. And let's give Sunrise Piper, you know, a shout out.
How about Piper? Undefeated,
yeah.
Man. Great story.
Yeah, 6-0. Coach Short has done a tremendous job. And then, you know, another team back on the rise is Dillard. You know, they lost early, but now they're 4-1, and they've got an opportunity with the Soul Bowl coming up, the Broward Soul Bowl next week against Ely. So they have an opportunity. But I know you always like the top five. It probably hasn't changed much, but, you know, St. Thomas is one as they come in. Central retains at number two, and Chaminade stays at number three. Norland and Plantation, American Heritage, are 4-5, which is going to be pretty interesting. So, like I said, number 1-3 tonight, 4-5 tomorrow. If you're a high school football fan, is there any better place to be?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be fun. So we're going to have a lot of football games made up here over the next few days, huh, after the Jewish holiday?
Well, yeah, tomorrow there's today, obviously, before sundown, there was like about 9 or 10 games. There was only supposed to be 4 total today. And then on Saturday, you know, going up against, you know, a lot of the college football, there'll be like 4 games that were supposed to be played yesterday. But Monday's the big day. There's Monday, you have 18 games.
Wow.
For Monday. But the crazy thing is you have 79 statewide, because remember, a lot of those areas were affected by Helene last week,
yeah.
And then this week, obviously, by Milton. So, yeah, Florida right now is in a flux as far as the – and there's a lot of home fields that, you know, are unplayable in a lot of areas, you know, in the Venice area, you know, Englewood Stadium over in Lemon Bay kind of like took a hit, and a couple of other stadiums are recovering. Taylor County, who got it really bad up in Perry, you know, by Helene, they're still recovering. And then Swanee County and those type area. So we're praying for everybody.
Yeah.
We got word that the destination will be FIU for the state championship games this year, and which will be great. You know, that trek to Tallahassee is just unfair. The trek, I know, to Miami, too, is not fair. But you know what? It's a good opportunity for South Florida fans, and they support football. That's the one thing. You could have this thing in Orlando or Jacksonville, and their local fans won't support, you know, games like the ones down here. So they make a right choice, as we saw over at Dry Pink Stadium at the time. And you were at the game, and you saw that their crowd is South Florida's got great football fans, and they support the game.
Hey, before I let you go, we got to talk about one of our best. This Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State, true freshman. He looks like a first-round pick right now. 6'3", 215 pounds, and he's a highlight reel every week, whether it's a one-handed catch in a corner of the end zone or catch a slant and outrun the whole defense for 80-yard touchdowns. I knew he was special, and I saw him play last year against Central. Man, you talk about the jump not affecting somebody. I don't know if I've ever seen a guy step in and like, hey, you're the big horse, go get him.
Well, I'll remind you, in that end zone right there, there was Mark Duper, Nat Moore, yourself, and Terry Kirby. And I had said to Nat Moore, if anybody is close to playing the NFL, it's this young man. He looked at me and rolled his eyes, and then all of a sudden he made a one-handed catch, and you looked at me and you go, okay. special. And you know, when Mark Duper and yourself and Terry and Nat all kind of like watched him and like say, wow, you know, he's big time, especially because you guys have played at a high level. That's
That guy's doing stuff none of us have ever seen, man.
Yeah, guy,
somebody forgot to tell him he just graduated from high school. You're not supposed to be that good so quickly. Anyway,
different level.
Yeah.
Different level. And tomorrow's his first big game on national TV against Oregon. So everybody will get a chance to see it.
Yeah, what a player. Anyway, hey, Blue, thank you so much, man. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too, Joe. Have a great week.
All right, Larry Bluestone, high school football insider, going through a little bit of everything. By the way, if you are not aware who this guy is, it's Jeremiah Smith, and I'm not one to talk about guys coming right out of high school and going to college and the big programs. I'm sure there's been a lot of other guys, but what he's doing at Ohio State right now, he went to Chaminade, if you're not familiar with him, and you wonder, you watch him play, now you know why they've been so good over the last couple years. But he is, as his coach told me, so I've never seen anything like it. And Coach Jones, you were right, man. He is a different level. Oh, God, 6'3", 215. He looks like a first-round pick right now. Jumping over guys physically, manhandling them, and just outruns dudes. Anyway, hey, right now I want to talk to you about Loctite. Loctite. Chev, I hear you, man. Yeah, it's still hurricane season. And, yes, if you know you don't have those impact windows and doors and your roof is leaky and you're just trying to get through one more hurricane season, I'm going, if it's about money, we got at Loctite 100% financing, zero down. We got impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Matter of fact, impact windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. So don't wait for the next storm. If it's something you really want to do, but you're going, we're going to wait a year and try to save up, why not get it done? There's one thing you can protect. That you can't control hurricanes. You can't. You can't control the wind. You can't control the rain. But you can do everything possible to protect your home. And Loctite would love to do it for you. Chev and his staff over there, fantastic. They got quite a setup for you, man. If I could take everybody over there for Loctite Day, I would do it because they are special. Don't wait for the next storm. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Impact windows, doors, impact windows, and a roof. Whatever you need, they do it all within the company. Great work, competitive prices, and people you'll enjoy working with. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about that. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor, 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK. I know they're working. I know they're answering the phone with knowledgeable people to help you get exactly what you need during hurricane season.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have here on a little Football Friday?
All right, look at a little basketball for you here, Joe. And, boy, this one is a weird one. You talk about guys in new uniforms. I don't know if you know which way I'm going with this one.
No.
We had a very strange one. Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Talk about a guy who looks weird in another uniform, man.
I didn't get to see him last night, but I checked the box score.
Yeah,
he had like
10.
To see how he did, yeah.
Yeah, just a little preseason action. But I got to tell you, man, you talk about one of like the iconic duos of our generation in hoops.
It is weird.
Like,
no, it's weird. They were together a long time.
So, yeah, Klay Thompson.
Slash Brothers. Man, that's a strange one. Can he turn back the clock? Can he play better? Because
yeah, I would
at times
so.
He was really bad last year.
All right, we got another team up for sale here. This is a baseball team. The Minnesota Twins are now joining the open market here. They're along with the Celtics, who are for sale as well.
Are they really the Celtics?
Yeah, they're trying to. Let's see here, Joe. So the guy who bought the team back in 1984 paid $44 million.
Mm-hmm.
For the team. They are valued today. $1.46 billion. That's a good return there, I would think. And again, that's just what Forbes values them at when the bidding starts, and you know, there's not a lot of teams out there and these guys start to fight over it. Who knows, man?
Somebody will want it, right? Somebody.
Yeah, Minnesota, sure. There's not a lot of teams that come up for sale.
They've had some great players through the years, going back to Rod Carew, way back.
Yeah,
that went way back. You probably had the card
pre 1984.
Yeah, I did. Way back.
Bought the team, but
yeah. Even right. Rod Carew.
Speaking of, that was a Hanukkah song.
Yeah.
Speaking of cards, Joe, you brought up cards there. This is a cool story here, man. So, a guy who owns a little card shop here who sells low end stuff. He goes for like dollar bins and cheap stuff, right?
Yeah.
He goes to Goodwill. This is a story out of Wisconsin. And you can buy cards for between 80 cents and $1 per pound for cards. And we're talking about giant boxes that people just, you know, are trying to throw away or whatever, right? So this guy bought a 700-pound pallet for $700.
Wow.
You can only imagine. I mean, this is probably like a zillion cards.
Yeah.
Here, it says a pallet, you know, comes with about 150,000 cards.
Jeez.
So again, this is 700 pounds worth of cards here. The guy happened to find in this 700-pound pallet a 2009 Bowman Chrome Mike Trout Draft Picks and Prospects Autograph Blue Refractor.
Come on.
Among Trout's most important and valuable cards, a couple of recent sales here. A BGS 9.5 sold for $12,500, and a PSA 9 went for $15,000 just back in August.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
How would that slip through when somebody would just... A lot of guys made a lot of money. You know, Rich Altman's story is like buying cards from people that didn't know what their cards were worth, and he got wealthy, man, at Hollywood Collectibles. That got it started for him. He's got a great story. He had a great story. He passed away.
Yeah. No, this is cool. I mean, it's great for the guy who bought the stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because now he gets to send it off, get it graded, and probably sell it for 15 grand, but tough for the person who dumped it at Goodwill. That stinks.
I got to tell you, Woody, you have no idea what you've done to me now. My wife caught me yesterday. Mm-hmm. She goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "Looking at cards."
Really?
I was looking them up to see what they are worth.
Nice.
Look what I was never like that.
Yeah.
I took like 20 cards that I've had forever.
Really?
Just to look.
I'm going to have to look into this later.
Not a lot of value.
All right, let's see here. Oh, by the way, someone also found an Ernie Banks jacket at Goodwill that was worth like a little over 15 grand as well.
Man, Ernie Banks.
I don't
awesome,
know, man.
Man.
Go over to Goodwill and
that was a popular card, luck, man. When I was a kid, Ernie Banks.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, and our final one here, man. More problems with Ticketmaster and this Taylor Swift situation. That's coming up next weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
If you had any luck with tickets, Joe, let me know.
I do. I did have luck.
Oh, yeah?
And the luck is they have them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Ticketmaster tickets have been stolen from people's accounts here. Spam or hackers or whatever logging into people's accounts and transferring their tickets away from them. People were logging on. This guy WSVN interviewed spent $12,000 a year ago on four tickets. He went on his Ticketmaster account to check on them. They were gone. They were transferred away to someone. Called Ticketmaster. They gave him the standard, like, we'll look into it type answer.
Yeah.
And how about this, man? WSVN, like, their seven investigates crew called Ticketmaster, got the guy's tickets back.
Did they really?
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Way to go, WSVN. Yeah.
Not bad, right?
That's great. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Huh.
That was pretty cool.
Nice, those nice tickets, those tickets for that show?
I know. Expensive. Tough to get. Tough to get.
Expensive.
I'm working. I got a very unhappy wife. Working on it.
Woody, you know if I had some extra tickets.
I'm sure you would, Joe. I'm sure I'd be if really I had high it. On your list.
If I had extra tickets.
You like her, though. I mean.
What?
You like my wife. You could do it for her.
I thought you don't want to go with her?
Not particularly.
I'll see.
All right. Thank you.
I'll check.
To be honest, I really don't. Well, you're not going, are you?
No.
I really don't want to go.
No, but I didn't mean it like I don't like her. I'm not a huge concert guy.
I love concerts. I just don't like Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I don't want to pay money to see her.
honest
with you.
All right.
All right.
Well, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. We've got Ben Volen, senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe, going to join us. We're going to talk a little AFC East with this Monday night game and big change going up with the Patriots. Finally going to play Drake May. And we'll talk to him. He got to see the Dolphins game up close last week as well. We'll have all that for you when we come back. But first, want to take a second this morning to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Man, I love talking about him. Boy, he is the number one dog when it comes to business broker experts. Boy, he is the number one business broker in the state of Florida. Why would you even think about hiring number two when you have number one kick butt for you? And by the way, there's just something I want to let you know. There's a lot of folks that have moved here to South Florida. As you know, a lot of people are moving to the state of Florida, especially down here in South Florida, that are looking to buy companies just like yours. Now the question is, when are you ready to sell? Have you something you've been thinking about? Are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you really tired of your employees that show up sometimes, don't show up, sometimes give you good effort, sometimes they don't? And are you just, after all this, tired of being tired? And if you've answered yes to it, maybe it's time for you to sell your business. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to Anthony Caliendo so he can flip your biz and cash you out in a big, big way. Now, here's a problem. Most owners don't know what their company is worth. Happens all the time. Sadly, a lot of business owners are not sure what it's worth. The main man offers a free, no obligation business valuation worth $2,500. Call him and find out today what your company's worth and get the process started and let Anthony Caliendo, the main man, go to work for you. That's 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online at themainman.com. He's been doing this for more than 25 years. Doesn't matter how specialized your company is, whatever, he can do it all for you. I'm telling you right now, from start to finish, he'll walk you through. He does it all. He makes the process really easy. That's the main man, Anthony Caliendo.